Welcome to Afterglow. This is David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, we'll be featuring music from some holiday films and TV specials of note, performed by Bing Crosby, Judy Garland, Bob Hope, and others, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'll tell you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Boats and kid cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a very, very merry Christmas. Dream about your heart's desire. Christmas Eve, when you retire, Santa Claus will stop, and I know he'll drop exactly what you wanted from your chimney top. So be jolly. Have a holiday as gay as holly. May the ones you love be near you, with the laugh of friends to cheer you. When the church bells ring like the angels sing, and you hear the joyful hymn they chime, from me on your Christmas tree for a very merry Christmas time. So be jolly. May the ones you love be near you, with the laugh of friends to cheer you. When the church bells ring like the angels sing, and you hear the joyful hymn they chime, hang a wish from me on your Christmas.
Judy Garland singing a Christmas song somewhat lesser known than her classic performance of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That was Merry Christmas from the 1949 movie In the Good Old Summertime, a musical remake of the comedy The Shop Around the Corner, which would be remade again decades later as You've Got Mail. Before that, Fred Astaire singing J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie's Santa Claus is Coming to Town from the 1970 animated special of the same name. Astaire would go on to do a sequel, The Easter Bunny is Coming to Town, several years later. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, commemorating the holiday season with Christmas music from movies and TV specials. And it's hard to imagine doing such a show without the towering presence of Bing Crosby. Crosby appears in a number of movies that regularly get viewed in the month of December, including Holiday Inn, Going My Way, The Bells of St. Mary's, and White Christmas. Many of these films were made during the World War II years, when Crosby's iconic image as American everyman with a dash of easygoing white guy cool was cemented. Holiday Inn, a 1942 film based on songwriter Irving Berlin's review about a New England getaway that opens only on the holidays, introduced a number of Berlin tunes, and when he ran them by Crosby, Crosby nodded in quiet approval until hearing, for the very first time, White Christmas, prompting Bing to sit up and say, "Irving, you won't have to worry about that one." White Christmas was supposed to derive its poignance from its original opening verse, which depicted the protagonist sitting in the balmy hills of Hollywood, but during the war years it took on another meaning entirely and became one of Crosby's most requested songs during his overseas performances for the troops, with military officials sometimes trying to discourage him from singing it for fear of its melancholic effect upon Crosby's audience. "It became a peace song in wartime," Berlin said, "nothing I'd ever intended. It was nostalgic for a lot of boys who weren't home for Christmas." We hear the much less ambivalent upbeat number from the same film, also sung by Crosby first. Happy Holiday on Afterglow.
Happy Holiday, Happy Holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you. If the traffic noise affects you like a squeaky violin, kick your cares down the stairs, come to Holiday Inn.
If you can't find someone who will set your heart awhirl, take your car and motor to the home of boy meets girl.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamins.
Don't get worse.
Grab your nurse and come to Holiday Inn.
Happy holiday, while the merry bells are ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays.
And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Bing Crosby performing Irving Berlin's A White Christmas and Happy Holiday. Both of those 1942 recordings made the same year that they debuted in the film Holiday Inn. Well, White Christmas made its debut in Holiday Inn, but 12 years later, the song would be reprised for a 1954 movie of the same name, starring Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, and Vera Ellen. A couple of notes about the cast. This was originally supposed to be a vehicle for Crosby and his Holiday Inn co-star, Fred Astaire, but Astaire supposedly read the script and opted out, and the Irving Berlin song we're about to hear, Snow, had both of its female parts dubbed. Vera Ellen's part was sung by Trudy Stevens, and Rosemary Clooney, who was under contract to a different record label, had to have her part dubbed by none other than Peggy Lee. We're also going to hear a lesser-known Doris Day-Gordon McRae Christmas movie duet, but first, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Peggy Lee, Trudy Stevens, and Snow on Afterglow.
Won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow. To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I wanna be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. Oh, I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no.
Snow,
snow, snow.
A I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow.
Its trees and windows all aglow. Christmas with its snow and ice and mistletoe. Christmas, can't you hear the church bells ring?
Doris Day and Gordon McRae singing Christmas from the 1951 movie On Moonlight Bay, in which Day portrays a tomboy in small-town America. Before that, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Trudy Stevens, and Peggy Lee doing Snow from the 1954 film White Christmas. Well, even if Bing Crosby is pretty much the king of singing Christmas songs in movies, we have to acknowledge that his slope-nosed rival Bob Hope put across a pretty good one himself in his 1951 movie The Lemon Drop Kid, based on a Damon Runyon short story about a racetrack tipster con man. The film introduced a Jay Livingston Ray Evans song, Silver Bells, that would become a holiday classic, but its original incarnation was quite different from what we see in the finished film. According to Hope biographer Lawrence Quirk, the initial version had close to the entire cast singing the song in the old ladies' home that doubles as a gambling casino, sounding very Hollywood choir-like. Hope was unhappy with that version and pushed for the song to be redone. So Frank Tashlin, who'd come up with numerous sight gags for previous Hope pictures, was brought in to create and direct a new scene. Tashlin set the song's performance on the streets of New York City with snow falling, children playing, shoppers bustling about, and taxi drivers, police officers, and Santa Clauses, resulting in a diverse and magical setting for the song. Here are the stars of The Lemon Drop Kid, Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell, chatting with co-star William Frawley before performing Silver Bells on Afterglow.
Put some dough in the kitty, chunk it in, or Sandy will give you a Mickey. Silver bells, silver bells. Oh, hi, kid. Hello, Brandy.
Hello, Gloomy.
Wait a minute. You don't have to frisk me. I ain't holding out on you. Them shoppers just ain't breaking loose with the Gitas, that's all.
Well, no wonder they ain't chunking it in the way you're growling at them.
Well, what's the matter? You told us to sing, didn't you?
Sing, yeah, but to mention money at Christmas time is vulgar. You got to work on their sentiments. Be subtle. Delicate.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear
silver bells.
I love the Santa suit.
Silver bells.
Just fill it up with loot.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling, o-ling, o-ling.
Hear them ring.
Me and my Marie.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Christmas makes you feel emotional.
It may bring parties or thoughts devotional.
Whatever happens or what may be, here is what Christmas time means to me. Strings of street lights,
even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch.
This is Santa's big scene.
And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells.
Du lieber, das ist gut.
Silver bells.
Be gory, but you're cute.
It's Christmas time in the city.
City license.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Silver bell.
Holiday bouquet.
I wish this was a sleigh.
Get a bone to lick. I think I see St. Nick.
Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell performing Silver Bells from the 1951 movie The Lemon Drop Kid. We'll have more music from Christmas movies and TV specials in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Holidays on Film on Afterglow. Songs from Christmas movies and TV shows form the theme of this edition of Afterglow, and there's probably no better-known Christmas show than A Charlie Brown Christmas, which was broadcast for the first time on December 9, 1965, and ended up becoming a much-loved staple of popular holiday culture. The music for Charles Schulz's special was written by Bay Area jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi, who had scored a hit several years earlier with Cast Your Fate to the Wind, a song that mesmerized Schulz documentary maker Lee Mendelson when he heard it on his car radio in 1963. "It was a sound like I'd never heard before," he later said. "It was jazz, but it was melodic and open and came like a breeze off the bay." 2 years later, Mendelson brought Guaraldi in to score A Charlie Brown Christmas, the first of an eventual 15 peanut specials that Guaraldi would write the music for. Vince Guaraldi and My Little Drum on Afterglow. Thank you. possibly some of the most popular Christmas movie ever recorded, Vince Guaraldi performing two songs from a Charlie Brown Christmas. We heard Christmas is Coming and My Little Drum. Well, if there's an animated special that rivals a Charlie Brown Christmas, it's probably one that came out just a year later, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on a Dr. Seuss story and directed by famed cartoon maestro Chuck Jones, with narration by Boris Karloff. The special produced a holiday classic in the song You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, with lyrics by Seuss and music by Albert Haig, and performed for the soundtrack by Thurl Ravenscroft, whose other vocal credits include No Dogs Allowed from the Peanuts film Snoopy Come Home, and the voice of Tony the Tiger on countless Kellogg's cereal commercials. From that special, we'll also hear Welcome Christmas, holiday music from Dr. Seuss on Afterglow.
A mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Thank you.
Welcome Christmas, and You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, the latter performed by the man who is the voice of Tony the Tiger, Thurl Ravenscroft, both songs with music by Albert Haig and lyrics by Dr. Seuss. A trio of songs now from several adaptations of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, the legendary story of the rich businessman Ebenezer Scrooge, and how Christmas Eve visitations from the spirits change him into a new man. This story has seen numerous manifestations on celluloid throughout the years. We'll hear a performance of an old folk tune from the 1951 Alistair Sims version, as well as a Julie Stein Bob Merle song from the animated 1962 special Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. First, something from the 1970 musical Scrooge, which starred Albert Finney as the crotchety Scrooge enduring a dark night of the soul. The song Thank You Very Much, written by Leslie Bricusse, went on to earn an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. In the film, it appears twice, once as a mocking tribute to Scrooge's demise, and then again as a song of celebratory redemption. Thank You Very Much, kicking off our Christmas carol set on Afterglow.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all the people who have assembled here, I would merely like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. I may sound awful Dutch, but my delight is such, I feel as if a losing war's been won for me. And if I had a flag, I'd hang me flag out to add a sort of final victory touch. But since I left me flag at home, I'll simply have to say thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and that's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It sounds a bit bizarre, but things the way they are, I feel as if another life's begun for me. And if I had a cannon, I would fire it to add a sort of celebration touch. But since I left me cannon alone, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very, very, very much. It's all say all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done. Would be fun for me.
Hey, you woke my baby. Will you keep quiet?
Beg your pardon, lady.
And if I had a bugle, I would blow it. Shh, to add a sort of as your father's heart. Since I left you jiggled alone, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very.
Matters little to you, very little. Another idol has displaced me.
What idol has displaced you?
A golden one.
But this is the way of the world. There is nothing on which it is so hard as poverty. Nothing which it condemns so much as the pursuit of wealth.
Oh, I have watched the change in you. I have seen your noble ideals fall off one by one until nothing matters to you but gold.
true. I have grown so much wiser.
I am going to release you, Ebenezer.
Have I ever sought release?
In words, no.
In what, then?
In the very things you worship. Tell me truthfully, if you were free now, would you choose a girl whose father left so little money?
Yes, Belle. Yes.
Was it so long ago, that side, the warm glow of happiness when you asked me? It was snowing, but we didn't notice.
Winter was warm, summer soft that year. The winter was warm, without a sign of frost, like winter lost its way that year. It seems as I recall, no blossoms fell that fall. May didn't leave at all, or did love paint an illusion? Now trees with a sigh stand and shiver while their dreams fall and die. And all my dreams are there, wrapped up somewhere in summer leaves. Oh, what I'd give to be
at 2 Porter Street, Camden Town.
That's you, Robert. These traces no one else I know of.
I think I know who sent it.
Who?
Who? Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, dear, whatever made you think it might be him?
I don't know. I just think it.
What would make Mr. Scrooge take such leave of his senses suddenly?
Christmas.
Too late to accept your invitation to dinner.
Too late? I'm delighted, delighted. My dear, look who it is.
Can you forgive a pig-headed old fool for having no eyes to see with, no ears to hear with, all these years?
You've made Fred so happy. Bless you.
Dennis, poker.
A celebratory waltz in the Ballad of Barbara Allen from the 1951 Alistair Sims version of A Christmas Carol, a folk song thought to have originated in England or Scotland, and one that's appeared in numerous other movies, including the 1940 film Tom Brown's School Days, Yul Brynner's 1958 film The Buccaneer, and the 2000 film Best in Show. It's also sung by Porky Pig, playing the character of Friar Tuck in the 1958 Warner Brothers cartoon Robin Hood Daffy. Before that, we heard the Julie Stein Bob Merle song Winter Was Warm, performed by Jane Keen in Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, and we started off with Albert Finney and Anton Rogers from the 1970 film Scrooge, singing the Academy Award-nominated Thank You Very Much. We'll close Afterglow with a popular Christmas ballad that has rather dark origins. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the 1944 Judy Garland film Meet Me in St. Louis. The song, written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, was composed for a movie set in 1904 but made at the height of World War II, and it originally contained the refrain, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, It May Be Your Last. Next year we will all be living in the past. Blaine and Martin were very pleased with the song, but Judy Garland, who had frequently performed for soldiers, felt that this was a very ominous message to be sending out, and she insisted on a revision. Martin and Blaine finally relented, bringing in lines such as, Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Even then, the song still occupies a rather ironic place in the film. As popular music aficionado Jay Maynard has observed, Esther Smith, Judy Garland's character, sings it while looking out the window at a forlorn winter's night with her sister Tootie at her side, both of them realizing that the family may have to move away from their beloved St. Louis home. They're crying, and the scene is accompanied by Tootie's wanton destruction of a carefully crafted family of snow people on the lawn. Judy Garland and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on Afterglow.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days, happy golden days of your
someday
soon we all will be together. If the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
now. We close with Judy Garland performing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, originally heard in the 1944 film Meet Me in St. Louis. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to the Yahoo Songbirds listserv. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. Our engineer is Kevin Evans, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine. Dear one, tell me that we're